Okay, we are going to begin the sixth parak, Maseches Erevin. Again, min haTorah, it is usher to be metaltel in Rishus HaRavim, anything Dalet Amos. It's also usher to move anything from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRavim, or to bring it from Rishus HaRavim into a Rishus HaYachid. However, it is min d'oraisa, it is mutter to carry things in Mavos, in Chatzeros, in the houses, because that's all considered a Rishus HaYachid. But there was a gezeru chazal that asered be metaltel in a mavui until you make a lech or a korah. And so too, the chazal made a takana that you can't bring anything from the houses to the chatzer, or from the chatzeros into the mavos, or the opposite, vice versa, unless with the chatzer and the mavui are joint ownership. Again, in Talmudic times, houses enter into the chatzeros enter into the mavos enter into the rishos harabim. So there was a chash that if you would bring from, like, say, your house into the chatzer, from the chatzer into the mavoi, and vice versa, then maybe somebody would be motzi into Rosh Hasharabim, from Rosh Hashayachit to Rosh Hasharabim. But the chazal made takana that you can be metaltil from houses into chatzeros if you make what's called an eruv chatzeros. And so, too, they matyered, we allow you to be metaltil from chatzeros to a mavoi to make a shituf mavos. Again, it's zochazara. Now, the Eruv and the Shituf, right, the Eruv Chatzeros and the Shituf Mavos are made by I guess, a partnership of the house, let's say the Eruv Chatzeros. All the houses in the Chatzer, they get together and they leave food. We usually use a box of matzah. They use a joint owner's food in a certain area, which causes them to be considered all living together. We had a machlokas, whether it was Mishum Kinyan, Mishum Dira. That was a machlokas we had later on. That's how it works. Now, problem comes about, that's how you can fix a chatzer. You can fix a chatzer, if it's made up of Jews, you can do one or two things. You can do an Eruv, and if you didn't do the Eruv, then even on Shabbos, you can do what's called Bitul Rishus. I can move out the Rishus to you, and now you can carry. I can't, but you can carry. Problem comes about now, we start talking about when you have, I'm not going to say when you have Akum, which is the Lashon of the Mishnah. When you have an Akum in the chatzer, or you have somebody who denies the validity of the concept of Eruv, what can you do? So you can't use Eruv because they're not involved. You can't do Bit or Sus. The only thing you can do is what's called Schiris, where you rent, you lease their property. You're leasing their property for the purpose of Eruv only, and therefore their property becomes yours, and now you can make an Eruv. Comes an issue with Manazeh, how you do Schiris with Manazeh, because you can't rent from every guy, so you rent from the government. There's a whole to do whether government, in the old days, the government was actually had power, more power than they have now. So a whole to do about how you do Schiris Bizman Hazeh. Rabbi Leibowitz has a shiur online if you want to listen to it about Schiris Bizman Hazeh. Okay, so let's begin. Hadar im ha'ovei kochavim. So you have an individual who's living with Akum in his chatzer. Hadar im ha'ovei kochavim b'chatzer. O im misha ein amod be'eruv, or you have one individual who's living with another individual who doesn't accept the concept of eruv. Rashi says this is a kusi, right? Harez ze oser alav, the nachri or the kusi aser on the Yisrael, meaning that because he's there and because he cannot be involved, you can't make an eruv with him. So therefore, he asks you to carry from one chatz from the chatzer to the house because of the combination with the nachri in the chatzer. There's a multiple people in the chatzer, so you can't carry into the chatzer. However, right, the Erev doesn't work because you can't do Erev with the Nachri, and the Nachri can't do Bitul Rishus. The only thing you'd be able to do is you'd have to do Schiris, right? You would have to do Schiris. Rashi says, Oser lav l'taltel mibeis l'chatzer ad sheyiskor hemen Rishus yishbo l'chatzer. So you do Schiris. Rabbi Lezer, Yaakov Omer, l'olam, the Nachri and Kusi are not going to eno Oser do you to carry ad sheyu shnei Yisraelim osim ze al ze. The only time the Nachri comes into play is if you have two Yisraelim. If you have two Yisraelim in the Chatzer, so then they ask each other to carry without an Erev. Now the Nachri comes into the play, and you can't with the Erev, you have to do the Schiris. But if it's only one Jew and one Nachri, then you can't, there's no problem yet. You can carry in and out of your Chatzer, because still consider Rosh Hashayachid. The Gemara will explain why. Rashi says, Ashu beiz Yisrael, darvin beiz batim, v'osim ze al ze, uvarim la'arav b'neihem, then ha'akam osar aleihem. About a yachid, ain't no answer. The Gemara has explained what the reason is. Okay.
Who does
Yisrael? The Yisrael is also, they're asr on each other. Therefore, you can't asr means you now have to fix the chatzer, right? If I'm by myself and there's only one akum, I don't have to fix the chatzer according to the Tanakhama, which is going to be Rav Meir, because it's just me, No one asks on me. It's as if I'm in my own. It's my own chatzir. I can carry you from my house to my chatzir. There's no takana because it's sister shusa yachid. But even if there's a guy, it makes no difference. Okay, according to the Tanakh, that's according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. When you have two people together, so then they ask for each other. I mean, they force each other to make an eruv, but they can't make an eruv because there's an akum in there. So the only way you can carry is by socher the rishus of the akum, and then you can make the eruv between the Jews.
Oh, two Jews and one akum.
That's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov.
Right,
you're to make an eruv between the Jews after you rent the house of the Akum. Okay, so that was the mentioning about a goy and a kusi. Now that comes into the concept of a tzeduki, right, or a tzedoki, right? So ma'isib, I'm a Rabbi Gamliel, ma'isib tzedoki echad, zahayadar iman of the mother of Yerushalayim. I just think historically this is fascinating. You have Rav Shimon, right, who's Rabbi Gamliel's father. You have Rav Shimon, who's the leader. Of technically a leader of the Prushim in Yerushalayim, living in the same chatzir with the arch enemy, so to speak, with the tzedokim. They still live together. They live in the same chatzir, which is fascinating. They're all concerned about what the tzedokim is going to do. The issue over here is Rashi says Ma'aseh tzedoki echad kusav regamliyot tzedoki eino ka'akum. They're not considered an akum, right? Below dami lekusi the geiri arayusain. They're not like a kusi they were geirim. But it was a whole to do whether or not their geirus was legit. Right, the enam geirim about tzeduki yisraelu. It's a pure. He's a full-blooded Jew. Tzeduki yisraelu v'nehafach leminus. Rashi says he's a min. He's not pikoris. V'enam mod devitorish shaval peh. He doesn't believe in torish shaval peh. Is Rashi taking the definition of tzeduki from the avos to Rabbi Nelson? V'kevan yisraelu, since he's a yisrael, yachol levatel reshuso belom shum skiris. Because he's a yisrael, you don't need to do skiris with him. You could just get bitul rishus from him. The question is, you're worried that he may not really be mevatel rishus because he doesn't believe or doesn't hold by the concept of eruv. Machlokas in the scholars, as what does it mean he doesn't hold? Does he hold that you don't need an eruv to carry? Does he hold that even an eruv doesn't work? It's a scholarly dispute. Not clear. It's not clear. They just don't hold it here. What's the reason why they don't hold it here? It seems to me that usually the time, if you go throughout the Shas and you find Stokim and Baitusim, especially with Hilchos Shabbos, they're always more machmir. They're always more machmir. It happens to be also that I read that you see in the Dead Sea Scrolls and in the other and the Samaritan rules, they don't hold it here. Bechlal, you're not allowed to carry. It's not like they don't hold it, you don't need one. They don't hold that it works. So if you try to compare the Stukim with those rules, based on what Professor Shipman told us when he was here, that there's a lot of undercurrent of Stuki halacha in the Dead Sea Scrolls, then maybe to say that the Stukim just don't hold that Erev works. But what happened? Ma'aseh b'tzedoki echad shehayadar iman b'mavo Yerushalayim. He lived together with us in the Mavoi in Yerushalayim. Again, so you have to do Shitas Mavos, but it's the same concept as Erev Chatzeros. V'amar lanu Abba. Our father said, Maharu, quick, v'otziu esakelim l'mavoi, ad shelotz yosi v'yeser aleichem. Go ahead. I guess he did bitul rishus, but you have to do quickly right when Shabbos starts. It seems to be according to Rashi, right when Shabbos starts to bring your stuff out into the chatzir before he brings his stuff out into the chatzir, because by him bringing the stuff out to the chatzir, it looked like he'll be chozer from his bitul rishus. Right? Rashi says. But Amar lano Abba Maharu v'hotziu keleichem l'mavoi v'hechziku bo. I guess in the mavoi. If I get there first, then even if he brings his stuff out afterwards, it doesn't matter. I basically took over the rishus from him, and it doesn't work. He can't have chazara. That's what he said. You want to be sure. You want to be sure because what would happen? What would be happening if he brings his stuff? According to this, if Stoki brings his stuff out first, so now he's being chozer on his bitul rishus, which means I'm not really mivatel. If I'm not being mevatel my rishus, then you can't carry him.
Why does it show that he's being mevatel rishus?
They made a deal with him. He'd be mevatel your rishus.
He's bringing his stuff out. How's that signal? How's that?
Because now he's using his rights to the mavoi. No. Mevatel his rishus. So if he's mevatel, so therefore he's just no longer mevatel his rights. He's making a claim to his rights, and you didn't include him in the eruv. And if one person's not included in the eruv is no good.
The Braille that they didn't hold of the Eruv.
No, the Braille that he sold out.
No, how they carry they bring the stuff outside. They're still mocked.
Before Shabbos, he'll bring the stuff out.
Before Shabbos.
So make sure you bring it out before he brings it out. Right. I hear what you're saying. He's saying that maybe he'll bring it out. Rashi says, Achlo Yotzi, Caleb Tchila, V'yachzor V'yachzik V'rishus V'yasar Aleichem, U'shma Mino De'eno Ka'akum. Because the igrumine hechi matzim mahad. Because if you actually rented from him, how can he return? Afagav demafik lo asar the hanokit dummy. Because you took stuff from him. In other words, if you're socher, then who cares what the guy brings in out? But here, I hear you saying, he's bringing it out. If he didn't hold of eruv at all, then he's maybe just be mechal shabbos because he wants to mess you up. I don't. All right. But Rabbi Yehuda omer b'loshen acher. Yehuda says another way. He says maharu va'asu tzarchechem b'mavoy ad shelo yotzi v'yeser aleichem. He says, no, you have to go do quickly what you need to do because he's going to bring his stuff out. And when he does bring his stuff out, he's going to be mevato you. Rashi says, Maharu basu sarchechem miba'od yom. Right? The b'shabbos, lo mahani l'chu hai bitol, sheme yotzi v'yasar aleichem. He says, you know, whatever you do on Shabbos, it's not going to make a difference because it doesn't matter that you're first. Because he's going to, whatever he comes out later, he's going to right. You can always be closer. Even if the Bnei Mabu come first, you can be closer.
What's the answer then?
What?
What's the answer then? Is it, if the answer is take the stuff out before Shabbos quickly, what does that help? Kusi's going
to
come out.
Do what you need. Take out what you need to bring into the Mabu. Bring your stuff outside. Whatever you need outside. Bring it outside before you know in advance. Well, we'll get to more about the Tzoki later on. Okay, so we mentioned in our Mishnah that if you live with the Achim in the Chatzer or somebody's not molded by the Eruv, he asks on you. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said, no, he's not going to be asked on you until you have two Jews living together. The question is, what's the difference? So Amar Yosef Abaye Bar Ovin Rav Chanina Bar Ovin. Right, Abaye bar Ravin, Rachin Ravin, or Yosef Abaye Gabayu, and Abaye is sitting with them. The Yosef Kamri, and they're sitting, and they asked as follows: Mishlama Rabbi Meir. I understand the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Who's Rabbi Meir? We didn't mention Rabbi Meir. It's not Mishlama Rabbi Meir. So assuming the Tanakam is going to be Rabbi Meir, right? Yosef Kamri, Mishlama Rabbi Meir. I understand the sheet of Rabbi Meir who says that a Nachri asers to a Jew, and therefore you would have to make an Eruv, but you can't even if there's only one Nachri, even if there's only one Jew. Why? Because suffer diras ove kachavim shmadira, that the concept of an akum living in this area is viewed as dira in eruv chatzeros, right? It's considered shmadira. Rashi says the yesh lo rishus b'chatzer, then he has rights in the chatzer. The nimsa yisrael hamotzi lechatzer mibeso shomayuchal lo motzi rishus b'rishus midarabana. That's going from one rishus to another rishus. Rabbanan gazer shlo lohotzi rishus b'rishus below eruv. If the guy living in the house has halachic meaning, the gabe rishus, so therefore one Jew, one guy, you have the problem. Yeah. But if it doesn't, right, Rabbi Meir is kasav adiras ol kavish madira veloshna chad loshna trei. El Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what's going on here? My kasav, I kasav adiras ol kavish madira afilu chad nami nitzer. If he holds that the guy living in the chatzer is a valid halachically living, then even one Jew and one guy, you should have a problem, right? The ikasaver, and if he holds ikasaver, dears of mishmadira kuchanami, the sarve ik boshmedira, afil trei nami lo nitzer. Then, if he holds that the guy living there is not going to live in there, then afil trei nami lo nitzer. Then there shouldn't be a problem with the two Jews anyway. The two Jews can just make an eruv together. What are the two schiras for? So what's going on? So Amar Luhu, so Abaye says to them, wait a second, really? You think Rav Meir is so clear? The Savar Rabbi Meir Diras Ovi Chachavish Madira? You really think that Rav Meir holds a Diras Akam is a real Dira? Hatanya, the Brisa that we'll see in a moment, Chatzeros Ovi Chachavim Harehu Kedir Shel Behema. The Chatzer of an Akam is like the animal, the barn. Meaning they don't, not literally. It just means that from a halachic standpoint, it doesn't have the status of a Dira like Abay Eruv. Right? Rashi says, Harehu Kedir Shel Behema Ve'en Lo Koach La'asar. He shouldn't have any problems to force you to make anything usher. Rav Meir Amala, the Kamamba Bryce Mishmaitin. This is the sheet of Rav Meir, right? And Marvina Masdisan Labi Kamim, we saw, right? Amma Diris Akam Lashme Dira. So Diris Akam is not considered the Dira. So why do you have a problem? Why would you have to do Sirus? I think the question would be.
Now, why would you have the Kamam at all?
You still would have to make an Eruv between the two Yisraelim. Right. So Gemara says, Ella, so Abai concludes, to Kulei Alma, everyone holds, Diras Ovei Kachavim Lo Shmei Dira. Everyone holds that the guy does not have an halachic significance, Lagabe Eruv, when he lives in this Chatzer. But here, it's a totally unrelated Gzeira. V'hacha, B'Gzeira, Shema Yilmad B'Masav Kamifliki. There's a Gzeira, maybe you'll learn from their Maisim. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ella, the Kulei Alma Lo Shmei Dira. You're afraid that you don't want another thing to separate the Jews from the Akum, right? Pas Akum, all these things, and Yain Nesech. The Chacham said, "Oh, you live with an Akum, we're going to bother you, and so that you can't make an Eruv. And then if you can't make an Eruv, you're going to have to be Matriach to do the Schiras all the time. You're going to move because why?" Right, the Hitrichuk, we see the Chabon Israel Hadarimo, Kadesha Yiksha Ve'enav, so it will be difficult for him. Litain Schar, Bechol Shabbos, Veshabbos, Veyatzmishav. They have to pay for it every week. Seems to be Rashi, we say they have to pay for it every week. Sometimes we do it when we do the Erev, but sometimes you do it one shot and you for a long time. Ubahahi Gezera, and regarding this Gezera, Pligra Meir of Lazar Ben Yaakov, from this Gezera, Igaz Rin Le'al Yisrael Yachid Hadarim Akamalo, where the Gezera applies if only one Jew is living there, but the Gezera only applies if there are multiple Jews. Why is that? Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov Savar, came and the Ovi Chachavim Choshen Hashvichos Damim. Since the Akum is suspect for murder, I'm not sure if it means the murder of the Jew living there or the murder of somebody else, but he's suspect for murder, so Trey, the Shlichin, the Dairei, two people might live with an Akum, because two people won't be as worried. Either they're not worried that the Akum will go after them, or they're not worried of being influenced, they'll influence each other. So, Gazru Behu. So they made the Gzera that the Nachri, the Akum, would be Aser on them, the area. But, Chad Lo Shliach, because the Akum is suspect for murder, one person is not going to live in the Chatzar alone with the Akum, so it's not Shliach. So, Lo Gazru Behu Rabbanan. So, the Rabbanan did not make the Takana. Again, I never figured out when they say that something, Nos Lo Shliach, Lo Gazru Behu Rabbanan, does that mean they wouldn't make the Gzera, or does that mean they can't make the Gzera? I mean, nevertheless, they didn't make the Gzera. But they didn't make the Gzera. The Rav Meir, and the Rav Shas points out, Rav Meir is the Grout Shas is Choshish Lemuta, right? So Rav Meir, Savar, Zimnin de Mikri V'dayer. Sometimes one individual lives with an Akum. So we'll make the Gzera there also. And the Amar Rabban, and Rabban said, Ein Erev Moab B'makom Ovi Kachavim. This should have been the beginning. But an Erev does not work in a place where an Akum lives in the Chatzir. V'ein Bitul Rishus Moab B'makom Ovi Kachavim. And Bitul Rishus doesn't work either. Ad Sheyaskir Ovi Kachavim Lo Moger. Until you rent from the Akum. Until you rent from the Akum, the Ovi Kachavim no moger, and the Ovi Kachavim is not going to want to do it. He doesn't want to rent to you. Why does he want to rent to you? Because it seems weird. You're renting my rishus. Does that mean you can come and take it from me? Like, what does the guy think? The Chiyus Chametz is willing to do. Oh, I get all your scotch. But to rent, but for this, what's he going to do that for? What's he renting for? Okay, but again, we pointed out before that Rashi seems that to indicate that you have to rent from the guy, if you're the citizen of the guy, every Shabbos, right? Because he says Gezera, because he says, Kedei Yisha, Yiksha Be'enav, Litein Schar, B'chol Shabbos, B'Shabbos. They give it every single Shabbos. That is also the sheet of the Or Zaruah, and that's born in the Hagos HaShari. But the Rush says, in the name of the Maharami Rutenberg, that's not the rule. It's enough to rent from him one time for many, many weeks. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch passage is like that also, I think, right? Aruch Hayim, Shin Pei Vav, I wrote down Sub Aleph, is it Shin Pei Vav? Right, he says, Asu Chachavim Latautel, I write Shin Pei Vav. Oh, I think that's the Shulchan Aruch. I think I wrote down the wrong marker. Okay.
Now today is the opposite situation. You have like one or few Jews living among many goyim.
Right. We discussed before how you work bisman hazeh, how you work out schiras of renting it from it, usually from a governmental institution or how you go about doing it.
I would think you have more Jews living in the chutzpah and only one non-Jew rather than Jew. Right? The more one Jew, one Akum. Okay, I can see that more of a gezeira in that situation because. Only one Jew, so move it out of it. If you have 10 Jews and one Akum, they're all going to move because
there's
one
Jew. Yeah, he's Choshen al Shvichos Damim. Why do you want to be with the Akum?
What's that?
Well, it doesn't. You've got good. The school system's good there.
Want 10 guys to move away.
High tax area. You've got a good public school system. Okay. But the Rush says that no, that it's that's not the reason why, because the Rush says that you don't have to rent it all the time. Anyways, Machlok is doing about that. Rashi seems to indicate that you would have to rent constantly every week. Okay. So now, my timer, the Gemara is asked, what's the reason why the Akum, right? I'm not sure whether it's any guy or specifically an Akum, so that's why I'm using the Lashon of the Mishnah, which says Akum. So my timer, that the Akum won't want to rent his Rishus to the Yisrael, Elim, Mishum, the Sabar, Dilma, Asalak, Zuki, Rishuso, if you say that maybe the reason is that he thinks that by renting it out to the Jews, the Jews will actually come and commandeer his new home. So that's fine. Hanicha l'manda amar. That only works according to manda amar, who says schiros b'riya ba'inan, that we need a real strong schiros. Ela l'manda amar schiros ru'ua ba'inan, that we just need a weak schiros, which is sort of like maybe a symbolic schiros. Ma'ik l'neimer. Why would the Akum think that someone could take his property? It's only a schiros ru'ua. What are the two things? What's a schiros b'riya? What's a schiros ru'ua?
When you get involved,
what?
When you get involved.
What do you mean? The lawyers. The itmar, right? The itmar, because we have a brisa that says, or they said in the basement, this from Chizda Amar Schiras Bria, Rishis Amar Schiras Ruha. So the Gemara says no. So my Ruha, my Bria. What would be a Schiras Ruha? What would be a Schiras Bria? Elim Bria Bepruta Ruha Betachus Mishnah Bepruta. If you say it's a case on the monetary value, that a Schiras Bria means that you gave more, you gave a Pruta or more, and Schiras She'ena Ruha is you gave less than a Pachus of a Pruta. The Gemara say no, that's not true, because only when it comes to Jews is there a distinction between Pruta and Pachus Mishnah Bepruta. When it comes to Akum, Shavu Pruta is real money. It makes no difference. The Makbid on Pachas Shavu Pruta as well, right? So he says, Mi'ikal Amad Amrar, Ohobakachavim Pachas Shavu Pruta Lo. Who says that Pachas Shavu Pruta does not have significance when it comes to an Akum, right? Baha, we have, let's bring a proof. Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Giure, Mishmeid, Rabbi Yochanan, right? He said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Heavy Yodim, you should know, Shesochrim in Ohobakachavim, Afil Pachas Shavu Pruta. You can do a full fledged rental from an Akum with Pachas Mishavu Pruta. And the Amar Rabbi Yechiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Noach Neharag Al Pachas Mishavu Pruta. If Ben Noach steals, which is one of the Shem Mitzvah Ben Noach, if they steal Pachas Mishavu Pruta, they're Chayav Misa. They don't need only Shavu. They don't pay it back. Gets into the whole deal do whether Kimli B'Rabbi Day applies to Akum or not. Tosfos talks about that. But you see from Yechiya Bar Abba B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan that a Ben Noach is Neharag Al Pachas Mishavu Pruta. You see from there that even a Pachas Mishavu Pruta is Nechshav as Mamon. It's considered real Mamon by a Nachri. So therefore, the schiros for that amount would work. So you can't say that a weaker rental is pachas shavu pruta. There's no difference if less than shavu pruta or shavu pruta when it comes to an akum. That's real money no matter what. So what's bria? What is ru'ua? Ella bria is b'moharke v'aburgane. Ru'ua below moharke v'aburgane. What's that? Rashi says moharke v'aburgane limlos hachatzer b'safsalim v'kidderos imyirtze. Meaning, I'm going to rent his area, and from right in front of it, and I'll bring all my stuff into his area. I'll bring my stuff right around there, right. It's right and below. Working is, I guess you left out your right to bring the stuff to that area, right? Nachum property is a bundle of sticks, and then you have different rights. So the bundle, right? Each stick represents a right. So do you have the right to bring your safsalim over there? That would be a skiras bria. So if it's a skiras bria, I understand why the guy would have an issue, because it looks you're going to take over this area. So han yichalamanda amar skiras bria by inan elamanda amar skiras ruv by inan ma'ik lemeimar. What does he care? You're renting it from me. Yeah, you can't do anything anyway. You have no rights to. You have this legal fiction, but you have no real rights, concrete rights to my property. So Gemara says, no, afil hachi, he's not going to want to rent it to you because chayish. He's like, this whole thing is like witchcraft. What doesn't make sense to me? What's going on here? I'm not doing it. It's just too weird. It's too weird for me. I don't want to deal with it. Then he won't rent it out. But it's interesting. Rashi said that the reason why they made the gezerah, they said that they're going to matriach the Yisrael, and the Yisrael is not going to want to rent it every week. And here we say, no, it's not that the Yisrael's not going to want to pay for every week, that the guy won't do it. It's like the Gemara seems to give a different reason. Right? But that's the reason why the guy won't do it. The idea is that they want to get you out of living with a chatzer by with an Aklum. So therefore, they did a situation where in order to do it, you had to go through the Sechiras process. But they did give you the option to do Sechiras if it works. Because they don't want you to get, if you still happen to stay there, they don't want you to be stuck inside all Shabbos. Being stuck inside all Shabbos is not good for, it's not, whatever. It's, it does, certain neighborhoods it are different than other neighborhoods where you can't go outside on Shabbos. Some people are stuck with their inside.
Outside,
you can't carry your stuff outside. Yeah, it's very difficult.
Stuck in the house.
Well, women are stuck in their house with the baby. Yeah. Chai no says atzmo, maybe. Okay. Now get a, right. Okay. Okay, let's go back. We're going to go back to the Brisa now. It says that Gufa Chatzer shall always be chalim arei kedusha behema. The Chatzer of an Akum is the same thing as the bar for the animals. Meaning, halachically speaking, it doesn't have, they don't have any rights to gabe Erev in the area. Just go back. The Dira of a Nachri is not considered a Dira. Therefore, if there are a bunch of houses of Nachrim in a Chatzer, and there are no Jews, right? The Chatzer is viewed as one Rishus Rabbim. And therefore, if I walk into there to talk to my Akum neighbor, I can carry from the Chatzir into his house, from his house into the Chatzir, but it's not considered even Midrabanan as separate Rishuyos, because the Diros Akum is not considered Akum. It's just one big Rishus.
Which is a Rabbah
or a Rishus? It's a Yachin. It's one big Rishus. And if it's all one Rishus, a Rabbah won't make a difference either. I'm wrong, but it's a Rishus Yachin, because it's still Rishus Yachin. It's only Midrabanan. We say that you can't carry from the Bais to the Chatzir, because maybe you'll get confused and carry from the Chatzir into the Sarabim. But when there's only Goyim, they don't make that, there was no Tarkan over there. Now, if Jews also live in the Chatzir, so now the Chachamim made the Dira of the Nachri like a Dira, and therefore the Yisraelim are not allowed to carry from their houses into the Chatzir and vice versa, but it's different, because if it's only Jews in the Chatzir, you can make an Erev. And when there's Akum, you can only do Sechiras. Okay, so Gufa. Right? You can carry from those houses, from the chutzir into those houses, from those houses into the chutzir. The im yesham yisrael echad, if there is one Jew living in there, oser, right? That Jew can now, it's because he's there, he makes it, now that there's considered multiple rishuyos in that chutzir, so another Jew who comes in can't even carry from the guy the Akum's house into the chutzir without, you need an Erev, right? Divrei Rabbi Meir, that one Jew is sufficient. We're going back to the same, basically it's the same shack of the carriages backwards. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lozman Yaakov Omer La'olam Eino Osir Achi Yishnei Yisraelim Osim Zel Zeh. It only becomes a problematic chutzir if there are two Jews living in that chutzir. They asar on each other, and then the guy, the Akum's rishios have rishios has an impact. So Amar Mar.
Isn't that what we said before?
Exactly what we said before.
Well, I'm saying, isn't that what
Rav Meir said? Rav Meir says, one Jew is sufficient.
Yeah, but he says if another Jew comes in.
Let's say another Jew comes in from the outside, not living there.
Also, the final lesson means that we would have an Arab.
Right. Okay. Exactly. So Amar Mar. Learned in a Brisa. Brisa just said, Chatzeros ha'ovichavim ha'arei kadir shabahema. The chatzir of the ovichavim is like a dir shabahema. We say, wait, now we're just asking, that is going backwards of what we did before. But in our Mishnah, we learned, hadar ima ovichavim b'chatzir ha'arei ze oser alav. If a Nachri lives with a Jew in the chatzir, he ashes on the Jew to carry. So that's Chatzir of Akum, the deer Akum is a deer. Otherwise, if the deer is Akum is like deer behema, so why would he ask around that one Jew? So what's going on? The one says Lokasha, there's no kasha, right? Had the isay, had the lasay. No, the mission that says that the Nachri asks the Jew to bring in and out from his house to the Chatzir, that's talking about when the Nachri is there on Shabbos. Waha, but the bracelet says that it's like a deer show behema. That is the lasay when the Nachri is not there. According to this, living the Nachri living there depends on whether he's there or not. If he's there, then he's a Dirsha, then he is a, if he's there, then it's not a Dirsha Behema. If he isn't there, then it's a Dirsha Behema. It doesn't make a difference. So my Kasabra, the question says, wait, that doesn't work. My Kasabra, it either is or it isn't. E Kasabra, Dira below Bailamish Medira. If you say that living, that a house without its owners living there, without anybody living there, is still considered a Dira, again, the Gabe Chatzeros, the Gabe Eber Chatzeros, so then I feel over. So then even the Nachri should aser the Jew for carrying, just like if he's there or not. It shouldn't make a difference whether he's there or not. And Ikasavar, and if you say Dira below Bailim Loshme Dira, and if you say the Dira not living there means that it's no longer considered Dira, So afili Yisrael nami lo litzar. Then even, so let's say you have a Jew's house. Let's say you have two Jews living in a chatzer, and one Jew's not there. So he should, the Jew who's there should be able to carry on Shabbos without an Eruv. But we know the halacha is not that case. So which way does it go?
Why do you say that? Why is Israel not being that who owns the house better than, worse than below Bailam? Below Bailam means there's no Bailam, period, right?
There's no one living there.
No living there, right?
Dira below Bailam, no living there.
Apartment,
it's a vacant, right. But it's owned. It's owned but vacant.
Oh, it is owned?
Yeah, that's what we're
below
saying. Bailam? That's what we're saying. Below Bailam, it's owned but vacant.
Who's it owned
by? By the person who's not living there.
Okay, whatever it is.
Right. Owned. It's owned. It's not boarded up. It's just he's away for Shabbos. I believe that's the case that they're talking about. I don't know. Does he say it differently?
What's this thing? Israel who owns it but is away for Shabbos. That's
right.
Israel. So what's Bailam? That he's not below
Bailam. The Bailam aren't there.
Yeah, that's the case of Yisrael, right?
We're both cases. Below Bailam means that the Bailam are not there. So if that's the case, the example I would give, let's say you have two Jews living in a chatzer, and one guy is going to his parents' house for Shabbos. He's not there. So it shouldn't be a problem. But Gemara knows that it is a problem. So La'olam Kosavar, so really Rameir holds Dira below Bailam lo shmei Dira. If you have a house and the owner's away for Shabbos, it's not considered a dira. So really, al-pi din, right? Somebody who's not in the chutzah on Shabbos, whether he's Jewish, whether he's an akum, he doesn't have an impact on everybody else in the chutzah. And therefore, if it was only two people, and one guy is away for Shabbos, there should be no problem for the remaining homeowner to carry in and out of his house to the chutzah on Shabbos.
Didn't we previously learn that the difference is that the Jew, you know, he's not coming back on Shabbos, but the goy may come back in the middle of Shabbos?
We didn't learn that yet.
But no, before, right?
No, we didn't learn that yet. Oh. Right. We will, but we didn't learn it yet. Well, Olam Kosavar, Dira below Bayam. Okay. The Yisrael, the Chi Isa Aser. So therefore, but a Yisrael, who's going to be there, right? When he's there, he asers, right? Because Dira Yisrael Shmei Dira. So if you have two, if you have a Yisrael and Yisrael and he's there, the asers. Ki lesay, and when he's not there, Gazer Beirabanan. And if he's not there, they made a Gzera. They made a Gzera unto that he is there, right? The Gemara said because Dira Yisrael Shmei Dira. So therefore, even when he's not there, we're going to say that it's considered as if he is there. But Obe Kachavim the Chi Isa. But Obe Kachavim, and even if he is there. It's the only reason why we're saying that his dira is considered a dira is because Shema Yomav, Gzeira Shema Yomi Masav, so Ki Isa Aser, Ki Lesa Lo Aser. So when he's there, he has impact. When he's not there, he doesn't have impact. That goes back to Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says, if you have...
What's happening today with two Jews are living in a chatzer, one of them is a white Shabbos, they lose his pilots for that Shabbos.
With the Gabi Chatzeros, it doesn't have impact. He's not there. Because we hold that dira below Bayan Lo Shmei Dira Lagabi Chatzeros. That he's not there. Once he's not there, he doesn't have an impact for that Shabbos. Next Shabbos he comes back, he does have the impact. It only doesn't make a difference if there are two people living there. If there are three people in there, who cares whether he's there or not?
Either
right.
Either way he goes there. Either he's there or not, he's got the Yisrael.
Right. One way. That's what he says. But the guy is only going to be Aser if he's there. Because he only Asers if he's there. Really, Al-Pitin, he shouldn't Aser even if he's there. Because his deer doesn't make a difference. They made a gzeira that he should be asked if he's there, but if he's not there, the gzeira doesn't apply. I mean, these are older rabbanim, so I don't know why you make a gzeira for. It seems like gzeira and gzeiras, but...
So you always have to make an error with the existing resident, even if he's not there, he's Jewish.
Correct. But to make an error with a Jew when he's not there is very easy, because you can do shlichos, and it's not a problem. It's relatively simple. Right. Schiras becomes much more difficult. You have to actually do a rental from somebody. That's not... That's much more difficult to do when he's an absentee owner. Okay, so Gemara says, V'chi lesa, if the Nachri is not in the chatzer, lo asar, we say it's not asar. We just said, according to this, we just said that if the Akum is not there, let's say you have one, according to the mayor, so you have one Jew, one Akum, if he's not, Akum's not there, you have no problem. Is that really the case? Vatzna, and we'll see in a Mishnah on Daf Pevav, Hameniach es beso, someone leaves his house, V'halach lishbos b'ir acheres, as Mar says what you're talking about, and he goes and he lives in another town for Shabbos. He goes away for Shabbos. Echad nachri v'echa Yisrael oser divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says he's still asers. So what are you telling me, Rav Meir, that if the guy's not here, there's no problem? You said in the Mishnah that the guy is not here, it still is a problem. So Gemara says here, no hasam the aser b'yomei. There, the guy left, right, and he went to a place where he's going to come back. right? He's going to be able to come back during the day. And so long as the Nachri is not there, or some Ikar Din is not Osirit, but nevertheless they made a Gzera, then maybe he'll come back. So he didn't go to California. He just went, he went to Lindbrook. So maybe you think he'll come back on Shabbos. So that's why they made it the Kana. That's why what that Mishnah is talking about.
He's not really leaving for Shabbos.
He's not really leaving. He's still technically here. He went away.
He was for a drive, then they can't call that leaving for Shabbos.
Right. I don't know what
he is leaving. Say, I'm going.
He says, I'm going back. I'm going back. I'm going to Lindbrook. But he's
not
there. We have to figure out what the parameters are. But yeah, Halakha L'Maaseh to figure out what the parameters are that coming in. But still, Halakha L'Maaseh, we won't rely on it. We're going to do Sechiras anyway. We're going to do Sechiras to make sure that we don't have these issues.
Right. You can't check his itinerary every week.
Okay. So let's just do a little review. You have a bunch of Yisraelim who are living in one chatzer. They asar on each other to be motzi u'machlis from the houses. Right? They asar. A bunch of Jews living together, they asar. Now, number two, we said dira below bialim is not considered dira. Right? If the owner is not there, he's away for Shabbos. It's as if he's not there, legabe chatzeros. And therefore, if a Yisrael is not in the chatzar on Shabbos, so me'ikar adin, he's not going to asar with other people. How does it, actually, there is an issue. You have to have, everybody has to participate in the Erev. So let's say that if there are 500 people living in the chatzar, and one person has to participate in the Erev, so then the Erev is no good. But if the one person doesn't participate in the Erev is not there for Shabbos, then the Erev still is good. Because he wasn't there. Nevertheless, they made a gzera, that his, even that he's not there, does have impact. That was with the Yisrael. Now you have Akum who live in the chatzer by themselves, only Akum, not Yisraelim. So then they have no significant halachic impact on the chatzer. The chatzer is still considered one resource of yachid. If I walked in, I can carry from the chatzer into the Nachris, into the Akum's house. That's no problem, right? Because Nachrim will live in one chatzer because we say Diras Nachri is not considered ain't Shema Dira. But when the Nachri lives with Yisraelim, or according to Rav Meir, even with one Yisrael, the Chachamim made a gzera that the Nachri will have impact and will forbid, and now will asur the Yisrael from carrying from his house to the Chatzer. But if the Nachri isn't there on Shabbos and he cannot come back that Shabbos, he's so far away he can't come back on Shabbos, so that doesn't have impact on the Yisraelim, and if they make their Erev, they don't have to worry about being of Schiros from the from that Nachri.
Remove the potential problem of influence.
No, it doesn't. But because of the influence, they made the schiras because they make it a bit more difficult for you. But at the end, if you don't move out because you have to, whatever reason, then they still had, they provided you with a way to allow you to carry out to your chatzar on Shabbos. Again, carrying from your house to your chatzar on Shabbos is a din d'rabbanan. Really, it's a rishus hayachid. It should be the rice. It's not an issue. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rav Huna Amar, Mina k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rav Yochanan Amar, Nogu Am k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Again, what's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Elazar ben Yaakov was a shita who said that the Nachri doesn't have impact unless there are two Yisraelim living together. Meaning, if it's one Jew, one Akum in one Chatzer, there's no problem. So, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel says the halachas are k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and since the halachas like that, you can be darshan it in the Rabbim, you can tell everybody. Rav Huna Amar, the Minhag is like Elazar ben Yaakov, which means don't announce the Rashi, don't announce it in public, but if somebody asks you, that's what you can tell them to do. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nahagu Am K'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Don't tell them to do this at all. But if they do, leave it alone. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Halacha, the Darshina Levi Pirka B'Rabim. You can darshin it in front of everybody. Minhag means the Pirka Levi Shinon, Aval Ori Morin Lov B'Bagi Lishol. You can tell them that if it comes to ask you privately. And Uman Damar Nagu Ori Nami Lo Morin. Don't even tell them that Halacha is Aval Avdi Lo Machin B'Yadeh. If he does it like that, then you don't have to tell not to, and that's how we pass in Lamaisa Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Pei Beis Hadar Im Akum B'Chotzer. Right, if you live with an Akum in the Chotzer, Eina Oser Lav, it doesn't have impact regarding your the Erev here. Ad Sheyu Shnei Yisraelim Darim B'Shnei Batim, until there are two Jews, doesn't mean two Jews living in the same house, two Jews living in two different houses. V'Osim Zel Zeh Az Akum Oser Lam. Passes clear. Passes Halacha like Rav Elazar Ben Yaakov. And Shulchan Aruch says again, the Einu Mol Sheyibatel Akum Reshuso. It doesn't work for the Akum to be Mevatel Reshus. Ela Sarich Sheyaskru Mimenu. You have to rent it from him. Now, the Ramah had something different, interesting. Yisrael Shehiskir Ohishil Beso LeEinu Yehudi. Let's say the house is owned by a Jew, but he rents it out to an Akum. So what's the impact of that? So Yisrael Ramah says Einu Oser Lav. That doesn't aser him. That's not considered an Akum living there. Delo hiskir o hishil obeso gideshi aser alav, because he didn't rent out the house in order to have him become an aser for other people. I guess maybe you have a duplex and you rent him to upstairs. Not going to have halachic impact. That's what he says. It comes to the lemaisa. It comes out. I know in bungalow colonies you always have a caretaker. So in the bungalow colony, what's the problem? It's all Jews living together, but there's a caretaker on premises. Most times, the caretaker on premises is not Jewish, but he's living there. So do you have to do schiras with that guy on the premises? So according to this Ramah, no, because he's renting from the ownership over there is the ownership group is Jewish, so they're not going to rent it out. It's based on a Jewish Rashba, and it's also based on a Tosos and Daf Ayin Beis, that way you have boarders in your house, not markers, but boarders, BOA, people living in your house, you know, as opposed to a dormitory, they're living in your house, and they don't participate in the Eruv. Does that cause a problem? But Tosos says it doesn't cause a problem because you didn't rent, you're not renting to the boarders in order for them to cause you a problem. That wasn't in your mindset. So they don't cause a problem. So the Ramah and the Chuvah Sarash will say so too if the guy rents from you. Fine. That's it. I mean, Chazon Ish adds there's a difference between the boarders and the schiras case, because in the boarders they're living in your own house. Here by the guy in the bottom of the colony, he's living in a different house. So maybe what to do? I don't know what Lemaisa. I don't know what to do. I have to ask what they do where I go. Whether they actually do schiras from the two guys who have a bungalow. The main caretaker is actually Jewish, so they don't have to worry about that. But the two guys who work with him and they have their own place, maybe we have to worry about them. I don't know. Okay.
Are they owners of property though?
No, but they're renting from us. That's the case. That's the case.
They're renting. They're employees.
No, but they're living in that space.
It's not theirs.
That's what the Ramah's talking about.
No, but he says they're renting.
They're
not talking about renting.
Well, renting, living, they're all standing, they're in that place. They're not boarders. They're not living under your roof. They have rights. They have rights to that bungalow. So you're saying that renting...
By the fact that they're working for me.
Right, but that's part...
It's a perk of
them working
for me.
It's a perk of them working for me. So they don't have rights there? They still have rights, maybe. The Gabi
Deir. It's still their house.
Still theirs.
You can't go into this house. This is, you know, you're working...
Unless you can. Maybe if you can, it makes a difference. Maybe you can kick them out whenever you want. That won't make a difference. Maybe. I'm only a buyer of Yosef. But does that make a difference? I'm not saying does that even make a difference to Gabi Eir. Yeah, we said in the Mishnah. Right. I don't even discuss in the Gemara yet. So I'm going to lay by the Rav Yosef. Rabbi says to Rav Yosef, Kaimalan, we know Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. That the Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was Kavanaki. He doesn't say a lot, whatever he says, it's really clear. Right? The Amr Behuda Amr Shmuel, Lachak Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Behuda Amr Shmuel said that Lachak Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Mahala Ori B'makom Rabo. So you know you're not allowed to pass in B'makom Rabo. Can I make this pot? Someone asked me, what's the Lach on this? Can I tell him, so Elazar ben Yaakov, and I have to worry about passing in front of my Rebbe. Next stops, I'll talk about, you know, more halacha makom rabo. So Amrle, so Rav Yosef to Abaye, afilu biasa bikutcha, even an egg in kutach, boy mine, mirachiz the kol shnei de Rav Huna below Ori. He never, even the simple question of an egg in kutach, Rashi says an egg in kutach would just mean that it's in a milk or meat or not. Well, it's an egg. An egg's not milk or meat. It's even something so simple, he would always add, he would never pass him without his Rebbe being there. So this so too, you can't pass without your Rebbe being there. So Amalei Rav Yaakov Rabbi Abaye, he go Megillas Tanis. What about Megillas Tanis? That's written clear as day, open book, says the halacha, you can't fast on this day. Diksiva umancha, it's open in front of everybody. Ma'al oi ba'asik the Rabbi, can I paskin in the makam of my Rebbe? So Amalei, no, you can't. Hachi Amar Rav Yosef, afilu b'yayasa b'kutcha, boi minei merachiz, the kol shnei Rav Huna v'lo ori. He never paskin something so simple, even in front of his Rebbe. The idea, what's going on with the b'yata b'kutcha, right? So the Tosos says, well, two Tosos. Tosos the Tat Mahu the Ori B'Makom Rabbi. It's Omari Kol Hani Ha'Ros. He goes and Shabbat Ma'isa L'Fanav. It's the only passing Halach L'Ma'isa. In the Beis Medrash, you can say what you think, but passing Halach L'Ma'isa, that you have to, that's where the issue comes in. And Bi'asa B'Kutcha. So we just said is whether it's an egg in milk. So that's simple. Are you allowed to kill somebody? You have to. You can't. Oh, I don't know. I gotta ask my Rebbe. No, that's so partial. He says B'Yutu the Kuscha. He says it's talking about a case where you sheft. Where you shecht the chicken and the eggs are there, so now do the eggs take on the chicken? They never were born, so are they meat or are they milk? That's something question. It's clearly considered not meat and it's no problem. The question also asks then why? Right? If you shut them, if it's an avela, you can't have the eggs. So why, when it comes to the milk or meat, it's no issue. So Tosos on the bottom says, "Lepeirish ben otam ashi shapir shepeirish the beitzas nevela hechmiru." They're machir a beitzas nevela more. We should the nevela davar aser. There's an inherent iser when it comes to nevela, as opposed to about baser bechalav lo hechmiru the kol chay lechad api nafshi shari. Baser bechalav, each one individually is mutter. Right? It's a created iser. Like achmi machmir over there. But the reason why the eggs are aser when it comes to nevela is the nevelas are more chomer, a more chomer iser. Just interesting.
It's like the animal. Born with the mother and the baby,
well, a bepakua. Okay, we'll stop here. Menachem will pick up tomorrow talking more about the idea of Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. Everyone have a wonderful day.